Welcome back to The Locker. Today we are talking about stress and the importance of dealing with it. But before you can deal with it, you have to actually admit that you have stress. So the first thing you want to do is go through your life and just kind of analyze everything that's going on and check and see where and if you have stressors in your life. In today's world, they can be coming at you from all different angles. Work. Do I have a job? Do I go to work? Do I stay home? Whatever. That right there. Then there's the money side of that. I mean, there's just so many levels of stress that are out there. But you have to analyze the ones and find out which ones are causing stress in your life. So that's the first thing, is just admitting that you have stress. Everybody has some form of stress. You can't go through life without dealing with some form of stress. It's there. And that's a problem, because if you don't admit it, you're going to stifle it, and that's going to lead to other issues, and we're going to talk about that. So first thing, analyze your life. Go through all the things. You can even write them down so you can go, wow, I have a lot of things in my life that I'm stressed out about. Some of them are just normal stressors that are not going to be damaging necessarily, but some of them, when they compound with others, can cause problems. So here's some of the side effects of stress. And you know, I always have my little notepad here. So some of them are a weakened immune system. When you're not dealing with your stress properly, it stays inside and causes problems. And it can actually weaken your immune system. That's never a good thing, but especially today, you do not want your immune system to be weak. So that's the first thing. Weight gain. You can actually gain weight because it messes up the levels of certain chemicals in your body, and you can get this weird barrel weight gain thing, and that's the first sign that that's a stress weight gain. You can actually have weight loss. So it's not always about gaining weight when you're stressed. You can lose weight because of stress as well. You can develop all kinds of illnesses. So when you have stress in your body that's unresolved stress, it will change things in your body. It can actually raise your the acidity in your body, and that can cause all kinds of other illnesses because your body wants to be pH balanced, or there's a certain number. You can do the research on that to find out what your body should be. Let's just look at some of the things you can do to de-stress your body, all right? Some of them, first and foremost, knowing what we do for a living, exercise. Exercise is an excellent way to burn off some of the stress. Now, you can actually exercise, and while you're exercising, like, find out what the stress is and how you need to deal with it during exercise. If you need to punch a punching bag, go someplace where you can punch a punching bag. Just weight training for some people can do it because it releases good endorphins and helps balance it out. So that's one way. Meditation, finding a nice quiet place, just relaxing, praying, meditating, just letting your body relax and then dealing with some of that. Go get a manicure or pedicure. Some people love that. It's relaxing, their body kind of chills, and it pushes some of the stress out. Taking a bath. I absolutely hate taking baths because I think it's boring. That's just me. My wife loves taking baths. So take a bath. Whatever makes you relax is a good thing. Like, so you want to learn to just de-stress some of this stuff. Now, one of the biggest things you can do, I mean, all that's good and all that, but you need to make sure you are sleeping properly. If you're not sleeping, your body can't deal with all the good stuff that you're doing, and that bad stuff stays inside. So your goal is to do all the good things you can to relieve the stress and then sleep well. That's kind of the idea. You want to make sure you sleep really well. So those are just a few little tidbits, very small topic on stress today. Comment down here. Tell us how you deal with stress. What do you do? Maybe you'll analyze your life and realize you didn't know you were having so much stress and you need to fix it. We would love to help you. Feel free to reach out. We will reach back if we can. And we want to talk to you and see how you deal with this stuff. So anyway, you know what to do down here. Subscribe. Give us a like. And if you're joining us again and you're a subscriber, one of our few subscribers, which we appreciate, thank you and welcome back. And we invite the new people to go ahead and subscribe, like, share all over the place, because that will help us to grow this health, wellness, and fitness community. So we will talk to you later. Did you know that you could help sponsor our podcast for as little as 99 cents a month? Yep,
That would be amazing if you decided to do that. But we're still cool if you want to listen to it for free. We just want everybody to hear our information.